Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is part of our classics collection. Some programs have been recorded during various holiday seasons of the year. This is one. But the benefit to you can be received anytime, like today. I'm joined with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and our guest, Lonika Harris. Enjoy. Our guest today is Sergeant First Class Lonika Harris, wife of the Reverend Trey Harris, and the mother of Devrick and Treshawn, 15 years and 12 years old. Now, she has faced her share of the unexpected and is here to tell us about it. Sergeant First Class Harris, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sergeant First Class, tell us about a recent experience that you had with your father.
Recently, in September, my dad passed away. On September 4th, he passed away from recovering. He was in a coma, had a massive stroke, and slipped into a coma, never came out.
Now, tell us, you know, this happened. How did you hear about it? Were you expecting, was he ailing? Or did it happen quickly? How did it all develop?
It actually started in June. I received a call from my family back in Illinois telling me that my dad had heart surgery. He had to have a stent put into his heart. June 16th was the day of his birthday, was the last day that I actually heard his voice. He spoke to me and was telling me how he was ready to leave the hospital and go fishing, which is one of his big hobbies. About 2 weeks later, 4th of July weekend, I received a call that my dad had gotten into some trouble and was arrested. And also, that's when he had slipped into a coma because of his drug use over the years. And with that being said, after he slipped into the coma, he was taken to the hospital, and I received a call from my family telling me that your dad is in the hospital. He is in a coma.
Now, you know, I'm thinking about Master Sergeant Cambry, and, you know, we have families. You know, we have children. We are fathers ourselves, and we also have had fathers. But, Master Sergeant, what were your thoughts?
Very interesting, especially as a father and having a dad, too, to hear of such tragedy. What was your relationship with your father?
My relationship with my dad was, we were close, but the being able to talk to him all the time, getting in contact with him has always been kind of a problem because my dad moved from place to place. It was very hard to hear from him. But when it wasn't the best relationship, I respect him. I love him because he's my dad, and I know he had some problems, but it was a daughter-father relationship, but something not where you can say it was. We were very, very close.
Right. Wow. And how does that make you feel?
With me personally, I respect him because I have the love of God in my heart. I know he's the person God had created to be my dad, to bring me into this world. So with that being said, I hold that to much value. I don't charge him. I don't fault him for not being what he was supposed to be. But I'm grateful that he is my dad, because I would not be here to this day.
Wow. Wow. So now, did you get the opportunity to visit with your dad before he passed away?
Yes, I did. I had a chance to see him when I went to an emergency leave in July. I asked God if he can just keep my dad alive until I get there, because the doctors gave me the prognosis of less than 30 days. And when I received that word, my spirit kind of quickened, like, Lord, could you keep him alive? Because I really want to go there and pray for my dad. My heart and my desire is to go there and actually lay hands on my dad, because I don't think my dad really had a true relationship with God. So that was my whole goal and my focus when I received that word. And I thank God that he kept him, you know, he remained faithful. So when I stepped foot on ground, that I was actually able to go to the hospital to see him, to be able to lay hands on him, to be able to pray over him when I got there.
Amazing.
You know, God is a God who, you know, one of the great things we need to be reminded of, and we need to remember, is that God is a very personal God. So many times people think that he is distant and far away, whether it's something they've been taught or a feeling, you know, because, you know, let's face it, you know, for God doesn't always feel like he's, you know, right there, but he is right there. But it's, if we base our faith on feelings, we ride an emotional roller coaster.
Yes, we do.
But if we base our faith on the Word and what the Word of God says, you know, I will never leave you, I'll never forsake you, well, then we can trust in the fundamental reality of the Word of God, His promise to us. And in light of that, my thought is this, Sergeant First Class Harris, is that, you know, even as you prayed, the Lord in His grace allowed you to see Him.
Yes.
Now, tell us about what happened when you saw Him. How did that interaction go?
I can't help but to smile on this, because God is so good. When I was able to go see Him at the hospital, I literally can say it was like there was no life in Him, none whatsoever. His body was cold. His tongue looked like it was just so dry. There was nothing there in His body, like His spirit had already left. And so I had the opportunity, like I said, to pray with Him, myself and my husband, and we laid hands on Him. We stayed in the room. We sang songs to Him and just praised God in the room. The next day, we start to see a different feeling. We start to see Him in a different way. He started moving. I mean, his eyes start blinking. We start to see the life, if you will, put back into Him. Mm-hmm. Each day that we were there, we seen progress. It even got to a point where I was talking to Him and singing to Him and letting Him listen to one of my songs. I seen a tear come out the crack of His eye.
Wow.
And I know that He was in a coma, but I know that He heard everything that we were saying. So from the day we hit the ground, when it looked as if all hope was gone, we prayed over Him. God started bringing progress into His body. I started seeing Him make changes.
Yeah.
He never came out the coma. Mm-hmm. But God showed me that and affirmed to me that everything that we said and I spoke to Him about, was He heard every bit of it.
Wow.
And I was thankful for God for that. I've actually seen God's hand, just the progress take place while I was there with Him.
Awesome.
Well, you know, you felt a prompting from the Lord, a compelling to go see Him, and you went with a prayer.
Yes.
With many prayers. Maybe others were praying for you too, but you were praying continuously in your heart. And I think today, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is moving in all of us.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is dynamic.
Amen.
And when He gives promptings, it's when we act upon them that there is a release of His grace, a release of His power. Perhaps today you're thinking, I feel a prompting, a compelling. I haven't thought those thoughts before. I don't normally think in this way, and it's maybe it's something a little different from the way you act or the way you see yourself, but you know in your heart that it is of the Lord because it will bring hope to someone. Maybe you feel like, well, if I step out like that, I might get rejected. If I step out like that, things are going to fall apart, whatever it might be. But if you step out in faith, you may be surprised. In fact, I think we can say you will be surprised.
Amen.
To see what God will do in and through you. Now, you know, we're just scratching the surface on the life story. I mean, we don't even have enough time for the life story, but we're looking at the highlights mm-hmm. of God's hand at work in the life of Sergeant First Class Lonica Harris. Now, there's more, but she's got to tell about her own life and being, you know, operated on and also it taking longer than expected, but that we'll wait on that when we come back. We'll talk more. But you see, in the midst of all of these things, they're unexpected occurrences that take place, but they're unexpected gifts.
Amen.
And I think today, wouldn't you, Master Sergeant Camry?
I agree.
That there are unexpected gifts that God delivers in unexpected packages.
Yes.
Amen. Just like Jesus, when he came, people didn't expect him. Not in the way he came, not where he came, and just the awkwardness of it all. But the awkwardness of it all is indeed a gift from God.
Amen.
God has some things to you today that may seem awkward, but there is gift. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Ever face a situation that you just don't expect? You know, a time when you are caught off guard, Well, if you ever have been, you can relate with our show today. This is a special rebroadcast as part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show's Classics Collection. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to receive our ministry resources and also discover how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Lonica Harris. Before our break, we were talking about God's hand working in our lives and how God worked with you and your dad. But Master Sergeant, lead us. Tell us a little bit more about some things that you found out.
Yeah, you know, Lenika, when actually sitting down and talking with yourself and Reverend Trey Harris there, you guys have a very unique and interesting story. We talked about in the last segment how you was able to minister to your dad. But I think the unique thing is what God did in your life before that time to set you up to be able to minister to your dad. And it happened for you as a military person.
Yes.
In the heart of a combat zone.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I ended up deploying in 2007, 2008 to Kuwait. And lo and behold, I actually knew why I was deploying again. Because I found myself living for God and trying to live for the world. Mm. So I was going back and forth, back and forth. And I really knew and understood why God kept deploying me. So this last deployment, I told God that I was actually sincere. Lord, I am tired of deploying. I'm tired of being away from my family. This time, I'm for real. I'm sincere. So if you would deliver me from alcohol, I would truly walk and do what you called me to do. And that's something I've been battling for years, but wow. I meant it this time. While I was in Kuwait, I was attending a gospel service. The women got together. We were supposed to have been just having a fellowship time, having a good time, getting to know one another. But before we left, we were about to close out. All the women held hands. We were about to pray out and leave. The Holy Spirit stopped us. One young lady began to speak up and share a story. That's when the Holy Spirit prompted me to open my mouth and speak, to share with them and let them know I'm struggling with an addiction. I'm hurting. I need help. I opened my mouth and spoke. And when I said that, there was an evangelist there. She called me and she prayed with me. She called me over to her and she took everything that was on me off of me, including jewelry, toe rings, everything, stripped me to a certain extent. And she laid hands on me. She prayed over me for about an hour. I think it lasted an hour. It was a while. And as she was praying, I was purging. I was being purged. I start coughing. I was being delivered through coughing, spitting up, things of that nature. And she spoke something very ironic to me. She told me, she said, the food that you just ate, that's not what's in this bag right here. She said, what you're throwing up is something that's been in your system for years.
Wow.
And from that point, she continued to pray over me. And from that point on, that was in May 2008, I was delivered from alcohol completely.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And, you know, that's unique because as a soldier in the heart of a combat zone, that goes to show God's presence.
Yes.
He will go anywhere his children are that cry out for his help.
Yes.
And you are a living testimony of just how God worked in you.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. And I just would like to also say with that, I asked God, I told God that if you deliver me, you have to deliver my husband as well. I can't keep going back into that same atmosphere, into the same familiar spirits linking together. You have to deliver him in order for me to stay strong. And with that being said, in July, God had delivered my husband from addiction of drug use for over 30 years.
30 years.
Something that he thought that was impossible. He thought he would never be delivered. God delivered him for over 30 years of addiction.
Wow.
Before I returned home.
Wow.
Well, you know, we want to hear about, you know, Reverend Harris, Reverend Trey Harris. So we want you to tell us about him. And but as you're speaking, my mind is directed to a couple of words, and that's that God's hand is upon you, even in a combat zone. Mm. And maybe today, you know, those who are listening, maybe you're not in Kuwait. Maybe you're not in Afghanistan. Maybe you're not on the battlefield shooting weapons. But you feel like you're in a combat zone yourself. Maybe there are turmoils, and there's a battle going on in your own heart, in your own life, or in your own family. But God is with you even in the midst of that. You know, when we talk about God's hand, and we talk about unexpected surprises, there's a book recently written by a well-known business man in Hawaii. His name is Jimmy Yamada Jr. And he wrote a book. It's actually his autobiography. It's called God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician. And it's a very, he's a local man, but he talks in a very transparent way. I mean, even in the book, there's a picture there, and he says, "Here I am when I was stoned," you know. And but it's not glorifying the past. It's really glorifying the Lord who can deliver us yes. from a shady past or from a past of a disappointment and a past of pain. God's hand, and God's hand is upon your life. I think the real essence of this book, really, is that God's hand is on your life, whether you realize it or not.
Amen to that.
In fact, if I may even take a step beyond, say, because some people might say, of course, God's hand is on the life of every believer. Mm-hmm. But God's hand is on the life of even non-believers.
Amen.
Yes,
he is.
They just don't realize it. And even the fact that they don't realize it, but his hand is upon him because he loves them. John 3:16, that's one of the basic most basic but beloved verses of Scripture. And he's wooing them. But I want to put out a challenge. I do want to put out a challenge as we're hearing from Sergeant First Class Lanika Harris. But I want to put out this challenge. I've got this book. We have it right here in the studio. The back of it says, "Realize God's Power for You." Now, if you call, and I would say, call as quickly as you can, 296-5467. But here it is. Just share us an unexpected surprise that you recently encountered this past week, this past month, maybe today, that you were completely surprised, but you found in that unexpected surprise a gift from God. 296-5467. Go ahead and call us. Share with us an unexpected gift, and we will give you this book, God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician, as a gift to you. As we continue on hearing the story of Sergeant First Class Harris, again, but call 296-5467. Tell us your story of an unexpected surprise. Tell us a little bit about Reverend Trey.
Reverend Trey Harris, I'm thankful. I'm smiling, like Carlos said. I'm smiling because I know that's nothing. It's all God's doing. My prayers, if you will, but I know that God's been hearing my prayers over the years in regards to my husband. After he was delivered, he accepted his calling in July as well. He went to he was ordained in Memphis. 2 months later, and once he became ordained, he stepped right into ministering in Newport News, Virginia. God set him up where he was a lay minister in a chapel, Protestant chapel. Ever since then, he's been working and moving and running for the Lord. And now he's assisting. We're working in a chapel here in Hawaii, but he's assisting. Everywhere there's work, his hand has always been in the midst of it. And I thank God for him. And like I said, I give God praise and glory for that, because that's nothing but God's work and his doing that delivered him and has him working for him for the kingdom of God.
Now, that the chapel is on base?
The chapel is actually AMR Chapel on AMR Reservations.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you have sons.
Yes, I do.
What school? Moanalua?
Yes, Moanalua High School.
Moanalua High School.
And the youngest is at Ala Moana Middle School.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, we are very much interested in families, especially during this holiday season. Mm-hmm. We want to hear more about some unexpected surprises
yes.
that God has given to you and your family. We'll talk more about them when we come back. When we come back, we're going to hear more from First Sergeant Lanika Harris and Sergeant First Class Lanika Harris, and she's going to explain to us a little bit more. But hey, 296-5467, we got a book for you.
That's right.
A gift.
Amen.
God's hand is on your life too. Tell us a story of an unexpected surprise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you're with us. We're here to just let you know how much God loves you. And to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of our Classics Collection, the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, or to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and our featured guest, Lanika Harris.
You know, we've been sharing the story with Sergeant First Class Harris, and she told us about the time, we shared about the time that she was able to minister to her father. She shared about some of his struggles as well as her own. how she was led to the Lord in the middle of a combat zone. And she also shared about her family. But Sergeant Harris, shortly after you ministered to your dad, you came back to Hawaii.
Yes.
And you began a battle of your own with your medical condition.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
After coming back from Illinois, I was scheduled to have a same-day procedure surgery, and that was in the month of September. I went to get the surgery, and what turned out to be same-day procedure actually evolved into 7 days of having to stay into the hospital.
Wow.
The doctors found more problems what they anticipated. So I eventually stayed in the hospital for 7 days. The day that I came out of the hospital, out the operating room, September 4th, mm-hmm. was the same day that I received a phone call that my dad had passed away.
Wow.
So at that point, I just felt peaceful. I didn't feel a grief. I felt at peace because God allowed me to see my dad prior to that. God allowed me to go there and do what I was instructed, what I desired to do was to pray for him, to pray for his soul and lay hands on him. I was at peace. So at that point, God revealed to me that I'm taking him home. He's okay. And here it is. It's time for you to start over and build your health up as well. So,
you know, that's very unique. But as a human, we all have that natural ability, that natural feeling.
Yes.
And we're still talking that your father passed away. Mm-hmm. And you shared with me that there was things that you did, the Lord led you to do, that actually helped you
yes.
to cope with such time.
Yes.
What would explain those things?
It's so funny that I believe the Lord really didn't allow me a time to grieve. I was able to focus all of my... I wasn't able to focus on my problems. God allowed me to use my time that I was supposed to be recovering, supposed to be healing, to minister to others. And it was to the point that I shared with my husband. I was like, wow, we don't have time to really focus on our issues if we had issues, because God's been using us during that time that I was off to minister to so many others that are hurting. And it that really helped me through my time of convalescent leave and rest, is to minister to others through counseling, couples, baby dedications, through doing baptisms, and also teaching baptism classes for those new candidates, baptism candidates. So during that time, I minister to others and speaking to women. For some reason, so many women been coming in my life that I really had no time to really focus on any of my issues, if you will.
Now, these military families?
Both civilian and military.
Wow.
Both.
Now, you shared with me a story about baby dedication that yes. was set to be conducted.
Yes.
But it spent off from a dedication to more.
Yes.
Share that story with us.
God's timing is always perfect. God ordains. a baby dedication took place. A family came to my husband and I said they want to dedicate their baby. And that spun off to the father accepting Christ into his heart. And now he's a willing candidate to be baptized.
Wow.
And with that being said, with the father accepting, the visitor, the close friend of the father that watched the baby dedication, gave his life to Christ as well that day.
Wow.
So God ordained that time. God knew and orchestrated it. So that those two more souls
wow.
that were won for the kingdom of God.
That is
yes.
interesting.
Yes.
Right in the midst.
Yes.
Of what would normally seem to be a grieving and hard time.
Yes.
God's hand was at work at that time.
Yes.
That's amazing.
God's hand. During that same week of the baby dedication, the same day of the baby dedication, we had a baptism.
Mm.
My husband baptized one, was attended to baptize one. That one turned into two. So we had two personnel that were actually baptized that day.
Wow.
So God has really been moving and bringing more souls into the kingdom of God. And he's been keeping us busy and working, and I thank him for that. Just another, if I can share this with you, just the other day, last Sunday, God has been continuing to use me to minister to someone in need, a young lady who's struggling, having some issues, having problems, not knowing where her next meal would come from to take care of her family or her son. She's out there with no help, no assistance. God moved me to call the young lady to take her to get her son and herself some food. I'm not giving myself credit as God. I'm giving God the glory for it, because not realizing how many people are hurting or in need of things, you know, I'm thankful that God placed this young lady in my path. And it's so ironic. She said, I sat next to her 2 weeks prior to that at a beauty shop. And she sat next to me with her son, not knowing who she was sitting. She said, I didn't know who I was sitting next to. And she was like, wow, you never know who you're meeting, because our paths crossed one time. Then God made them cross again. And I'm thankful that I was able to meet this young lady and to assist her. And she's very, her son, they're very grateful. And I praise God for that. I really praise God for that.
You know, you have a special gift. And obviously, God is working through you, touching people through you. And, you know, it's a privilege to have people like yourself as guests on our show. You know, people listening, they listen, but sometimes they have needs too. And you're a person, one reason I say you're special is because when you see a need, you feel the prompting of the Lord, you act upon it. And then there's a release of God's blessing and God's grace. And you know, maybe somebody today, maybe as you're listening, maybe you need some prayer. Maybe you need someone to stand with you. And though, you know, we could do it figuratively, it's like we're holding hands with you and we're praying with you. We're agreeing with you for a desire that you have. You know, sometimes I receive requests and I just stand by people and I pray with them, or let them know that I'm going to stand with them and pray. But maybe today, you can call us at 296-5467. Call us if you have a request. And I know Sergeant First Class Harris would be more than willing to stand with you in prayer. And we will join with you as well in prayer. 296-5467. You know, it's at a time when people need support. And you've done it. The other thing, too, is that maybe the Lord may lay someone on your heart. Maybe you've seen somebody and you thought, wow, what a coincidence. Could it be that God has brought them across your path again for you to lend a hand, to give a hand? And God reminds us of that even today with Sergeant First Class Harris. Well, you know, our program is one that we always have you in mind. And though every situation is unique, God has you in the very depths of his heart, because he knows you and he loves you. Oh, how he loves you. And we want you to know that we stand here with you in the name of the Lord to encourage you, to inspire you, to remind you of God's favor and God's grace. You know, as we take a break, just think about those things. But as you do, let God lead you, let God direct you. And also, if you are willing, and I know that some of you are, we could sure be blessed by a testimony that you have, that God may put on your heart right now to share. And he says, just share it. And just tell it. It doesn't have to be long. Just tell it. And God will bless others as you tell it. An unexpected surprise? Share it. We look forward to hearing from you. When we come back, call us at 296-5467. Call us. The road.
out of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It is a blessing that you are with us, and we hope that our show is a blessing to you. This is a special rebroadcast presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show as part of our Classics Collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. If you're asking, how can I have a relationship with Jesus like Lonica Harris? Well, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We have more resources too. Now, here's more with Lonica Harris.
What an awesome testimony that she's been sharing with us about her life journey in the military, connecting and doing God's will in her life, being able to minister to family members and friends as she come in contact with them.
Hey, Master Sergeant Cambry, you know, we've got a caller. Her name is Joanne from Eva Beach, and hey, Joanne, welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Joanne.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to give a testimony that my grandson has sickle cell, and he has been having many strokes. One was in his brain, which we did not know. Wow. We don't see them. And the other was in his in his leg, in his bone, and they have not affected him at all. He's a very hard player. He's 7 years old, and he plays so hard, and then he come in the house and have pain, and we have to give him morphine. Mm. But most of the time, he's able to play outside and not have as much pain when he come indoors. But I just want to thank the Lord that he haven't been brain-wise affected with by the strokes. Yes. The only way we find them is he go into the hospital to have his blood checked. Mm-hmm. And that's how they found the one in his brain. They did an MRI.
Wow.
But we're trying to leave here because we cannot afford to constantly stay. But for some reason, we're not able to leave. And we can't just take off because once we get him in the air, he could die.
Wow.
Because his blood was sickle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go on a medical flight, and we're not scheduled for that. We were scheduled for a bone marrow transplant, but all the medical protocols changed. So we have to wait now. And I just thank the Lord that he's keeping him healthy and
yes.
keeping him good.
Yes.
And he's able to get outside and play as a child.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just give all the glory to God.
Yes, and we're praising God with you. We're thanking God for allowing him to be a child and continue to still have a good time and play and do those things. And God still have you all here for a reason.
Yes.
And it's in his timing. And we all know what the Bible says about God and his divine healing power.
Yes.
And we know that what his word says, when all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
Sometimes that good looks like bad on our side,
yeah.
but in the end, we all know it's going to come out for good. And God is going to get the glory, and our faith increases through those times as well.
Yeah.
So we're believing and believing God for healing and the happiness of your son to be able to live a life as a child. As well, and for the peace for you, you know, the peace in your mind to keep you strong and confident and encouraged in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we thank you, and we're definitely going to keep you lifted in prayer.
Thank you very much.
Would you like us to pray for you right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you once again and lift up a need before you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that you are a God that heals. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed.
Mm.
So we stand on that promise today, Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, we know that sicknesses, diseases, and all those sorts of things come from the pits of hell.
Mm.
But because of you, Jesus, we are healed. We are victorious, and we have strength in you.
Yes.
So we're claiming that victory on this day, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what the circumstances may be right now, but we know that in you we hold on to this promise. And from this day forth, we claim it right now in the spirit room, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, it is bound in heaven.
Yes.
And whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven.
Yes.
So we bind in any infirmities right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we release divine healing from heaven right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you, and we claim it this day and forevermore in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Joanne, what is your son's name?
His name is Kayle. We call him AJ.
AJ, okay. AJ.
The hand of God's grace and blessing on AJ.
Yes.
And Joanne.
And I just want to just keep in prayer that his mother stays healthy because she has also autism son, and she's just really amazing to me. I have learned a lot from her, so I just really thank God for her.
Amen.
That she's in my life, and that she stays strong. That he keeps her strong in their life, and keep them healthy. I mean, she's really a wonderful mother.
Amen.
And she's my daughter-in-law, but I love her like she's my sister.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it sounds like you have a very special relationship. And I know Master Sergeant Cambry is holding on to a book right now. It's called God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician.
Okay.
And Joanne, we believe it's going to be a blessing to you. So could you stay on the line, Joanne? We'd like to get some information from you, just some basic stuff, so we can send the book to you
yes.
as a gift. So could you just go ahead and stay on the line, and we'll get that information. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Like I said before, when you call, there's a blessing that is, God has used you to touch the lives of others who are listening. So a big mahalo to you.
God bless
you.
Everyone.
God bless you.
Stay on the line, Joanne. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Wow, you know, once again, just to see God's work, you know, and the callers are out listening. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not only in a, as a military personnel, we're not only in a natural battle,
yes,
on a combat field, but every day, whether you're in the military or out of the military, we're in a spiritual battle.
Yes.
Constantly. The devil is constantly walking around trying to devour and take our souls away from us. And we all need to stand strong, stand firm, you know. Stay plugged into God's word. Stay connected with one another at such a time as this. And God's promise is, well, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
He will be with us no matter what. No matter what's going on in life, God is always always with us.
Amen.
You know, I experienced that myself, and like everyone else around the table have experienced those same times that when we look around and think that there is no hope, God says, I'm here.
Amen.
And as long as I'm here, there is always hope.
Amen.
You know, you were telling us during the break, you know, she was, you know, we need that reminder. But you were saying something. Give, I mean, we've got just a little few minutes left, but you know, you were sharing with us about this gal that you were ministering to.
Yes, just more to the story of the young lady that I was ministering to. When I first met her, she told me she was anticipating for the pastor to open up the altar. She couldn't wait for him to say the altar is open. She ran down to the altar and she said she placed her burdens there. But when, as I talked further with the young lady, I realized I was listening to every little word she said, and the Holy Spirit had quickened my spirit, said abuse.
Mm.
And with that being said, I found out that her husband has been abusing her.
Wow.
She was just recently in the hospital at Tripler from broken ribs and a big knot on her head.
Wow.
He's isolated her from family and friends. He takes her money from her, so she's barely making ends meet. So she's he's filing a divorce against her, and he's sending her back to the mainland while he remains here in Hawaii. And she shared all this with me, and I had the opportunity to actually go over there and pray with her. And as I prayed with her, I in the household, I was there actually binding the cleansing her house. I had my oil with me, releasing the evil spirits, and if you will. And she said, I told, you know, we prayed and asked God that she allow her to be able to sleep. She hasn't had a peace of mind in so long.
Wow.
She called me the next day, couldn't smile, and you can hear the joy in her voice. She said she was able to sleep in peace. And she said she hasn't slept like that in a while. And she thanked God and she praised God for that opportunity. She says it's day by day, but she's seeing progress. And she says she thanks God for actually allowing, you know, placing me in her life. And I say vice versa, because we all need each other. We're here for each other. It's not my will, but it's God's will.
Amen.
And that's my will, is to help you to come along. That way you can, I always tell her, you can be a, this is your testimony to be able to share with someone else who's struggling and is going through abusive relationships as well. And she just smiled and said, thank you.
Wow. Another awesome story. Another awesome, you know, God is with us no matter what.
Yes,
and every test that we go through, when we surrender our life to the Lord, it's a testimony, and it may be that one word, that one story that wins someone else, turns somebody else's life around so that they begin to walk in the presence of the Lord, too. So we thank you.
Thank you.
Sergeant First Class Harris. For,
thank you for having
for coming on our show and for sharing.
Yes.
Openly. We look forward to, at a later date, actually meeting Reverend Trey Harris.
Yes. Amen.
And we thank you for your service.
Testimonies are one of the most powerful ways of improving the quality of our lives, the lives of others. It's just something about someone telling about their experience, their journey, especially through the difficult times in life. You know, we like to hear from you about your story and even how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has been a blessing to you. You know, it might be a little thing, but it's a big thing. It's a big thing to us when God does something in your life. You might think it's small, but it's not small. It's big. And I want to encourage you to go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And when you go to our website, there's a section that says Contact Us. And in the Contact Us section, if you scroll down, there's a place for testimonies. And there you can just send a quick note. You can elaborate as much as you want, but you can express yourself there. We want to stay in touch that way. And this is a great opportunity for you to just stay in touch. And you know, when you write something, when you communicate something, it does something in you as well. It's almost like a release, a catharsis moment, as I would say, where you know that you're blessing someone else by sharing that. And so go ahead and share your testimony online. And also, you may have a need. You may need prayer. We all need prayer, don't we? And at certain times in our lives, we need a lot more. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and that same Contact Us section on the far right of the homepage. Scroll down and there's a section that says Prayer Requests. Go ahead and click there and share your request with us. And we have a prayer team that prays and we pray, and that way we can be in touch with you as well. So we just want you to be encouraged. And you know, there are also other places there where it says, let Danny pray for you. You might have a family member or a friend who could use some encouragement. You can direct them there. I see a few prayers for healing, prayer for your family, prayer for blessing, even prayer for financial health. You know, these days, it's a great challenge for many families. Many of us could really, really use. We really need the grace, the help of the Lord in our current situation. So this is another way, another resource for you to experience a touch from the Lord, a blessing from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Thegoodlifehawaii.org, that's a website for you. Go ahead, visit us often, get others to visit as well, and receive the blessings that God has. And as you're blessed, share the blessings of the Lord with those around you. You know, you're very much loved by the Lord, and in that, you are also on our hearts. We just love to remind you of that. Isn't it a good thing that you can be reminded of that again and again? And we want to do it over and over and over for you and with you. So again, testimonies and prayer requests, thegoodlifehawaii.org. This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Lonica Harris. If you'd like to learn more about our show, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches and partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Our scripture for today, Job 11, verse 18, you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Lonica Harris. Until next time, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.